We've got some exciting things to talk about tonight. I'm going to be just very briefly going over the first, second, and third success skill that we've been covering in Gemini University, just as a recap for those who haven't been able to see that information. I'm also going to tell you about our Father's Day special, which we have actually extended through Wednesday. And if you don't know what that special is, it's actually really exciting. So if you buy any Box product as a member, so any Box product that we have to offer, you actually get one of the men's pullovers with the nice zipper on it for $15, which is less than half price. So that's a really great deal if you've kind of been on the fence about getting one, and also the men's polo for $15 as well. So I definitely would recommend, if you guys don't have any swag yet, or you want to get some swag for that special guy in your life, now is the time to do it, because we're not going to be doing this low of a price again. So definitely hop on and take advantage of that. Let's see what we're, hey, from England. Hey, Sonia. So we've got, like I said, those three success skills we're going to quickly touch upon. And then Jeff's got a couple of announcements in regard to credit card processing and Canada updates. So I'm going to turn the mic over to him after I go through these success skills. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen so you guys can see what I see. And does everybody see the eight skills? All right. So I know we touched upon skill one on that first call a couple of weeks ago, but finding prospects is really your bread and butter in this business. If you don't have people to talk to, then there's really nobody to share our incredible opportunity or products with, right? So the first thing you definitely want to do is get that list put together. In our back office, there's actually a connect and invite sheet that has some scripting on it that's very helpful. And then, of course, you want to go ahead and put those prospects in your Go Recruit app so you can manage them appropriately and share the videos and content that we have in there. And, you know, just constantly expand. Just because you go have a week and you're really successful, you know, that doesn't mean you should take a break for the next few weeks, because, as you know, we're on a 5-week rolling pay period. So all of the revenue and all of the, you know, CV that's generated during those 5 weeks is what's going to determine your rank. So you definitely want to keep constantly expanding your list and network on purpose. You know, whether you're at the grocery store or Target, find a reason to talk and connect to people and raise your awareness and pay attention. So here's that connect and invite sheet that I was talking about earlier in your back office. If you haven't checked it out or printed it, I would definitely recommend doing that, because on that first side, there's a lot of great scripts on there that you can use in practice. I have also uploaded this into Gemini University under our skill 3 training for presenting the opportunity. And there's a lot of other great scripts back there as well. If you haven't checked those out, please do. You always want to have a professional mindset as well. You know, even if we're in public and we don't think that other people, we might not know them, right? Maybe there's somebody who recognizes you. So you just always have to, you know, present yourself with a professional, you know, appearance and persona, and just be very careful how you're acting in public, because people want to join others who they look up to and respect. So we're here to really build that trust and to educate and inspire other people as well. And we're never trying to pitch. We're trying to share and solve a problem. And if you don't mind muting yourself, or I'm happy to do that for you. Let's see. Okay, thank you. And then some lessons for the pros. So if anybody's ever seen some of Ray Higdon's information or Eric Worre, you guys know that they're always bringing constant passion, enthusiasm, and excitement and belief. Nobody's going to want to join somebody who's talking like this. So, you know, be excited and be happy to share the amazing opportunity that we have. I'm just going to go ahead and mute whoever that is. Hold on. Sorry, guys. Who is it? Who's the culprit? Okay, we're good. So, like I said, we are consultants. So we are consulting to figure out if it's, you know, the opportunity that we want to present to the person, or the products that we have. Either way, you want to ask questions and you want to serve them, right? Ask them what they want. You might assume one thing, but it's really another that they need. So always be asking those questions. And then presenting, one of my favorite skills, and that is skill 3 that we're going to talk about today in a little bit more in depth. So presentations are really the bread and butter. You want to make them simple and you want to make them duplicatable. And that's why we have the tools that we have in our Go Recruit app. And we're constantly expanding them to give you guys even more resources to share, to just help build people and bring them into this incredible opportunity. So here's a fun statistic that might get you excited. And I also put it, there's Rise of the Entrepreneur, a great, powerful movie that Eric Worre came out with a few years ago that has actually been updated and uploaded into Gemini University as well. So definitely take some time this week to watch that. But a crazy statistic in from the movie is there's about $70 billion being generated in network marketing. Now, if you get any sort of 1099, they're calling it the side hustle or side gig economy. So by in another year, it's projected that that 70 billion number is actually going to increase to $200 billion. So anybody, this is the time. Like, we are at the ground floor, not only with Gemini, but just with this industry in general. You want to bring as many people that you love and care about into this opportunity because it's just going to be massively growing. So as long as you're continuously using the tools provided and telling people and sharing the opportunity, then you're going to be in a very great place. So save time to share your stories and your results. So you want to also, even if you're a great presenter, you want to teach other people on your team the skill of presenting. Now, and that's a skill. Even if you're afraid, it's okay. We could break out into smaller groups, but no matter whether you like it or not, you're going to have to learn how to love to present. And it doesn't have to be extravagant, like I said before, but just showing people how easy it is to share and duplicate this business. So whoever teaches the most people how to do presentations and share stories will duplicate themselves and make the most money. So that's something to keep in mind. And then creating your story. I actually spoke to Julia right before this call, and we came up with a really cute and clever hashtag. So after I go through these slides, I'm going to go into a little bit more detail about that. But it's going to be hashtag MyGeminiY. And I'll also put that in the comments as well. So once, if you haven't thought about your story or what that might be, these next couple of slides are going to help solidify what could be your story. But I do want you guys to take time this week to get with either your upline or your sideline or just a partner or a friend and tell your story and really bring that passion behind it, because the more value and passion you have behind your story, the stronger it's going to be, and the more people you're going to help see that they're going to help see your vision, and you're just going to grow your network even bigger. So here's some examples of information you could include in your story. So your background, what you have done. Maybe you were in a 9-to-5 job and you didn't like it, and you couldn't be home with your kids or your family, and you were just barely making it. So, you know, you could talk about how Gemini has changed that. Maybe it's helped you pay a couple of bills that you didn't think you could pay. Maybe it's brought you home from that 9-to-5 job, whatever that means to you. Maybe it's helped just make your pain more comfortable. We also can't make medical claims, so make sure you check out the do's and don'ts of claims also in your back office as well. But then share your results on how you feel about your future. So it's all about the vision, right? Your purpose, having energy, and making it fun, because people want to join people with energy. And then, like I said before, you want to really role play so it comes natural to you. And, you know, what did it do or what did you do, and what you like or don't like about it? What has happened since you joined Gemini, if it's a wellness story, like I said, or maybe a cash flow opportunity. And if you don't have a good story, use somebody else's, right? Just make sure it's okay with them. And then what you feel about your future. And then with role playing, you really just want to, like I said, make it so it comes off so naturally. And the challenge is going to be, which I brought up that hashtag earlier with my Gemini Y, is when you have your story down, and like I said, take this week to practice, I want you to all do a Facebook Live. Ah, I know, scary, right? But do a Facebook Live. There's actually a great resource in Gemini University for structuring your lives with a call to action. And, you know, when you hop on, you want to introduce yourself, say the reason why you're hopping on to share your story, because I guarantee that your story is going to empower somebody else, maybe with a similar story or looking for an opportunity like what we have to offer. And I want you in the comments or in the post itself where you're going to be doing your Facebook Live to use that My Gemini Y hashtag. So it's really easy for all of us to look and search for other people's stories, so we can maybe share that with a potential prospect if it's a story that relates similarly to them. So we're going to be really expanding on that hashtag this week especially, so keep that in mind. And then sharing the opportunity with presentations. So use your GoRecruit app to share the tools that we have. Use the incredible videos on YouTube. And how to tell your story, teach that to your team. make sure in your first business opportunity meetings with your new distributors that you bring on board, you explain the reasoning behind the power in your why. And then make sure, of course, that you're talking about the products and the company as a whole. Jay and Stacy being the, you know, incredible, incredible people and owners, they just, you know, are always taking it above and beyond. And it's definitely a huge benefit to have owners that care as much as ours do. So we're really lucky to be in that position. So that was really just, I wanted to share that you, when you learn to present, you become a better version of you. So now I'm going to get to the really fun stuff and turn the mic over to Jeff so he can share some of his updates with everyone. So let me just turn this quick. Jeff, the mic is yours.
Hey there. Hey, everybody. Glad to be here tonight. Hope everybody's having a great evening. So, Samantha, that was a great presentation. Love it. Good stuff. Always good stuff there. Love the PowerPoint. So tonight, I'm just going to touch. It's not going to be a long presentation here. Really, I just kind of wanted to get on and talk a little bit about this new merchant processor that we've put on board. We've definitely, along with a lot of other companies, had some challenges with merchant processing here in the last probably 6 months to a year in the hemp oil / CBD arena, where a lot of companies have got themselves in trouble doing things they're not supposed to with their merchant account. And every year, the merchant processing world keeps cranking up fraud protection, PCI compliance, you'll hear some of these terms, and they're always doing something else to make it harder for somebody to steal your credentials and take your money, but it also makes it harder for the average retailer and merchant processing people like ourselves, e-commerce, it just makes it more difficult. So here recently, as you guys know, that our merchant provider got in trouble with Visa, and Visa dropped them like a hot brick. And we kind of juggled and kind of limped along with a sort of Visa solution manually and our merchant account with MasterCard. Now, one of the big things with PCI compliance is that you're not allowed to store a CV2 code. You're not allowed to keep it. And the way these merchants work, these processors, is you must present that CV2 code the first time that card is ever used on our merchant account. So our merchant account will keep what they call a token of that process for that credit card. And once you've done your process once on that card is usually the amount of security is a little bit lifted. So the process will go through quicker because it's a returning customer you've already identified the first time. So the key is that when we move from one processor to the next, because of the way they lost their Visa account and because of the problems that they had on their end, they are getting overrun with calls and requests. And I think they're in a little bit of trouble with the FCC and some other folks. So we weren't able to get our CV2 codes. They just basically don't answer the phones anymore because they almost can't. So what we're doing right now is we're transitioning to the new processor. So what I want you to understand and to share with your downline is what we've had to do is each morning when we run recurring orders, we're running the new processor, which will take care of anybody that's come on to Gemini since we put the new processor on. The new processor is taking enrollments, one-off orders, somebody doing a reorder, or calling the office and having the girls place an order for them. That's gonna take care of anybody that's done that kind of process and a recurring order from their initial process. We have been collecting CV2 codes only to push ourselves manually into the new processor. And what it's doing, you'll see if you're checking your bank cards pretty regularly, because it only comes on and comes off in about a day, is we're sending a one penny transaction authorization. And then 2 seconds later, if not a half a second later, it voids that transaction. But what that does, it allows the new processor to see that credit card with all its components, name, address, email, whatever components, CV2 code, credit card, and everything, and it gets to see it in that one penny transaction. So the next time it runs on a recurring order, which recurring orders cannot carry the CV2 code, it's already seen the CV2 code the first time, so it approves it. Now, here's the catch, and this is what's getting a lot of calls from myself this weekend, is because we're having to run all the orders on two processors, we have two chances of that order to go through. So if you're on the new processor and it runs, your card will run once and not again the same day. If you're still on the old processor and you have not updated your payment in the back office with this one penny transaction, it's going to try to run it on the new processor. It will probably decline. It will send a decline email to you saying your card declined. And then right behind it, we'll run it on the old processor. And if you have all your information there, it'll run, it'll approve, your order will go through, and you'll get another email that says your order was approved. That is still a notation to contact the office or go into your back office and update your payment. All you have to do is log into the payment and update it. You can update it with the same payment sets there. Just key in the stuff again, hit save, it updates it. It'll tell you it was a complete approved transaction, and it doesn't even matter if it's not an approved transaction. Long as it doesn't come back invalid card, it's still sending the information to the processor and it's getting a response, so you're still good to go. Now, Samantha's put together a great little video that I believe she has on Facebook, and she's going to put out other directions that kind of has her go through a back office and show this process. It's pretty simple. You just log into your back office, go to your recurring order portal, go to the payment section, literally hit edit, put in a new card, the same card, update the information, hit save, you're good to go. But again, talking to your downline, if they call us or if they call you, just let them know that they could have two emails saying, and it could be two declines. If they're on Visa and they haven't ever updated their CV2 code, it's going to hit the new processor, it's going to decline and send an email. About 5 minutes later, it's probably going to run again on the old processor. It's going to be Visa. It's going to decline again. It's going to send another email. Those are still the same clues that we need you to contact the office or just go in and update your payment. We can't tell you how much we apologize. Jay and I have been apologizing to the girls in customer service over and over again because they are taking on a lot of calls and a lot of questions about this, and I hate it for them. But this is just something that's happened to us. It's nothing that we did, but it's just something we're having to deal with. We went through a ton of hoops getting this new processor. It's funny, when we lost our processing, everybody knew it. Everybody was making calls, and everybody's trying to sell you new processing rights. And we really shopped around to try to find a very solid solution with a big company that's been there a long time and for people that want to do it right, just like a lot of businesses. There's what my father used to call creative financing, and we're not doing any creative financing. Everything is straight up above board, making sure we are solid and straight on this. Okay, so let me just quick take a look, see if anybody said, and I saw that Samantha posted that link to the YouTube video that shows that in case you want to share it with your downline. And even if you have a MasterCard, yes, we still want you to go in and update it at this point. Now that we're 100% on the new processor, we want anybody that's not updated a Visa and everybody with the MasterCard to still go in. And all I want you to do is next time you go to your back office, it takes you less than 5 minutes, just update your payment, hit save, you're done. You don't have to change any dates. You don't have to change price. You don't have to do anything. Just update your payment with the same payment's fine. So again, I apologize. And then I'll just kind of keep track here, see if anybody has any questions here that I didn't miss here. All right, so the next topic is going to be Canada, our friends in Canada. So we got word in early May that, and I'm going to say it wrong, CSBA, I believe, the Canada border something agency started retaining a lot of shipments. The word on the street that our shipper fed back to us is that there is a lot of contraband and stuff going across the borders, and Canada is just tired of it, basically. So they started holding orders, and then they started holding a lot more. And from what I've been told lately, even from the CSBSA, that now they're holding thousands and thousands of shipments. So anything that's coming across the border that says it's hemp oil or CBD or any kind of oil or anything suspicious, they're holding, they're investigating. And what they've told us over and over again is, and we've actually, because we're using one of the larger shippers, that we're a priority. They're checking our stuff out. They asked for us to send our certificate of analysis, which we did. And then they came back and said, okay, that's great. Now we're going to run our own test. And then they hit us back another week later and said, we're going to run another test. So I finally got to talk to somebody on the phone, and they basically stated the problem that they're having. And they said it point blank, listen, I am not a chemist. I'm not a laboratory person. I don't have any idea what I'm looking at when I look at a certificate of analysis. But what we do know is that the Canadian government has given us this parameter. And if this product fits within this, this, and this, we're allowed to let it go across under an exemption. And she told me that we feel like your product is pretty darn close to passing. We just have to have this report in a certain way. And of course, they told me the way that they needed it. And I have, in my 25 years doing this, I have never heard of a CSA report being sent under this criteria. So I made some calls to some friends. I made some calls to a couple labs in town. And quite frankly, I'm struggling. And just long story short, we have found a lab that will do this process that the Canadian is looking for. And it's not just a lab that will put this kind of test together. It has to be an approved ISO lab that is got certain criteria, what Canada is calling a creditable lab. So as of Friday, we have this creditable lab retesting our last couple lot numbers, the PET, the 500, the 1000, should have the results in a couple days. And then we'll forward it on to Canada. And basically what they said is they will take a second look at this. And they said the good news is if you put it in this criteria, we don't have to wait in line for your product to be tested on our side. We can take a look at it and go A matches B, B matches C, D equals, all right, it's all within tolerances, go. Or whatever they're saying, or you need to make changes or whatever the criteria may be. They have not shared with us exactly what the criteria exemption is. So we are working that angle. And again, we apologize. Anybody that's had any trouble with this, they can contact the office. We're happy to take care of them. We can ship a different product. We can refund if that's what they need to do. We're kind of stuck with what Canada, the border, has done with shipments. I've called many a times. I've talked to many people up there, and they said it is not Gemini. It is literally thousands of shipments that are being retained for this, and they are just overrun at this point. And they're while they're working through this, they're trying to find a better way to make this happen. They told me what to do after we get approval to make the shipments go quicker, but we still got to get through these first initial hoops. Let me see if I got anybody's got any questions that I can help here. Yeah. Okay, so let's see. We don't have an active integration for American Express. They told me American Express will be on this platform no later than the end of the year. It's a little longer than I'm hoping for. We have an American Express account ready to go. Jay's already got that up and running. We just got to plug and play with our merchant account, and the current merchant account is still negotiating with American Express, even though it's like a 20-year-old company. It seems like American Express is one of those you either love or hate. So, Samantha, that's kind of, unless you came up with something else for us to discuss, it's kind of the two points I wanted to get across. I'm looking to see if anybody's added any questions that I can answer real quick about these pieces. Otherwise, again, if you guys can help us with your downline, your customers, anything you do to help us get the recurring orders up to date. Every time a recurring order runs and it fails, it should send an email to the person, let them know that there's a problem with the order, to please check their payment or contact the home office. The girls at the home office are absolutely happy to help. We are also interviewing at the home office for more customer service folks. to better assist and help everybody, you know, during this time, and while we're working on other projects and stuff. So.
And so you just had a quick question about the UK.
Is there any way of getting orders in the UK any quicker than 10 days? You know, I've talked to some folks in the UK in our shipper, and they are looking into an expedited service. I know we've had some challenges with the UK with the current delivery solution, leaving packages on the doorstep of areas that what we understand to be very commonly do not leave at the door. So we're working on some of this. We've had a lot of conversation with our shipper and with Yodel, which is the carryover there that seems to have the problem. And I believe the problem in the last 45 days is much better. But the 10 days, honestly, the 10 days comes with the price tag, to be quite straightforward. I mean, you're shipping basically 2 pounds to UK for, what is it, $10? It's a pretty fabulous price. I can stick it on FedEx and get it there in 3 to 5 days for about 50 US dollars, but I don't think anybody wants to pay that. So we've been talking to Pure Later. We've also talked to another, I can't remember, the RSI, I believe is what they go by. It's another kind of customs clearinghouse type packaging product where they bring stuff in bulk and then they basically drop it off and scatter it from there to individual couriers and clearinghouses to get it to you a little quicker. So I am working on that. I've also talked to, and I can't remember the name off the top of my head, someone in Australia with the same, because some addresses in Australia they're out there, folks. They're a little tough to get to. So we're working on that to try to come up with that. I do apologize for the delay in timing, but I tell you, it's tough to get stuff across the world quick without paying a pretty penny for it. This is a solid solution. It is not a fast solution, but it is an economical solution. So the way we've done this in the past in this industry is that really the hardest shipment is the first shipment. You know, you get somebody excited, you get them in the business, and they're waiting 10 days, 2 weeks. And if they ordered on a Friday or Saturday, really could be talking 15 days before they see that first box. But the good news is when they finally get that first box, it's been 15 days. There's only another 15 days before that order ships, and they should see their next shipment within 30 days of receipt of the first shipment. So usually after that is what we usually had our folks in other companies tell their people, you know, the first shipment, we apologize, it's going to take a little bit to get to you, but since you're setting up a recurring order, 30 days after that, it's in your house. 30 days, it's in your house. You're not really paying attention to that ship time unless you need that one-off order. And that's what I'm working on, a solution for that. I'm just trying to keep the rates to where you're not going to, you know, you're going to pay half the price of your product in VAT and shipping. That's the tough part. When you're ordering something for 150 US and you're spending another 70 US to get it to you, it just makes it a little tough. So we're really trying to keep it. And we've done some surveys in the past with Canada, and we did offer a faster service in Canada. And I think today I actually helped Vicente ship an expedited shipment to Canada, probably the first one in 4 months, because it's not a super cheap solution. And it only shaves off about 3 days off of a, 7 to 10 day solution. So anybody else that's got anything else I can throw out there? We're about 7:28. We'll probably wrap the call up in about 2 minutes. Anybody's got anything else to throw it down there?
Julie had a question, but I told her we'd follow up after the fact, because I wasn't sure if we can answer it.
Hey, Jeff. To update my MasterCard in the back office, is it just the number to the credit card and the CV number and the date?
You're going to need to put in the credit card number, and I believe it's going to ask for the CV2 code. It should keep, if you're not changing the card, it should keep the same expiration date. You should be able to hit save from there. You'll see.
And I just posted a YouTube video that shows you exactly how to do it if you want to check that out too. Well, thank you, Jeff. That was super helpful with the updates. Just keep hanging on there, guys, and staying positive, because we're right there at the end of the road. And I commend you all for keeping your bright light shining. And then next week, I definitely am excited to talk about following up for the next Monday's Gemini University training at 6 p.m. Central Time. If you guys want to tune into that, definitely check out the new resources available in the Skill 3 training for presenting in Gemini University. And then don't forget about the Father's Day special. Definitely take advantage of the $15 Father's Day polo and long V-neck pullovers that are back there. So if you buy any box product, you get either one of those for $15. So take advantage of that. And we will see you all next Monday. Be there, be square, you guys, and have a great rest of your night. Take care.